Hello, everyone. Welcome to the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, whatever it is we call it. Bill Leff Unleashed. That's what I like to call it.
That's nice of you, Wendy.
Bill, I got one word for you.
What's that word?
And I want to see what your reaction. This is a word association
game. Ready. Give me the word. Throw me that word.
Cocoa.
Puffs. Cocoa Puffs. The password is Cocoa Puffs.
No.
Cocoa is a 15-year-old girl.
Yes.
Who came out of nowhere.
Can you please tell me about her? Because I just kind of briefly got an alert saying 15-year-old beats Venus, right?
Venus Williams.
And I was like, what?
In round one of Wimbledon.
You're in your password voice again.
It's the craziest thing. I mean, people always say, well, on any given day, when it comes to sports, on any given day, anyone could beat anyone. But that's not always true. I mean, more times than not, it's not true. You got, you know, one of the greatest tennis players of all time.
Venus Williams.
Yeah. Playing a girl who, I have to be honest, until yesterday, I had never heard of.
All right, that's what I wanted to ask
you. She was ranked like 334th or something in the world, I heard.
So how does this happen?
It's the flukiest thing.
Is
and I only
fluky?
Saw a little. I saw a couple of clips where she was just dominant. She's 15 years old.
She has become the youngest player since 1991 to win in Wimbledon's first round of the ladies' singles outside London. She did it by beating five-time Wimbledon champ Venus Williams.
Yep. Now, okay, a couple of things can happen next. Let me state the obvious. She's either going to win or she's going to lose, but let's say she loses the next round, which is likely.
That's all right.
Still, you beat one of the best in Wimbledon. It's only round one, but still, nobody saw this coming. Zero. Nobody.
All right. Here are some things that you should know about her. Corey, Coco.
I bet there's not a lot because she's only 15. So she couldn't have amassed
too many.
I have five
things.
Oh, that's a lot. All right.
Corey Coco Gauff. G-A-U-F-F, is that how you say it? Gauff?
I think it is, yeah.
Five things on the U.S. tennis player who's 15 who beat Venus Williams. She has been a tennis star on the rise as a teen. She wasn't able to qualify for U.S. Tennis Association majors until she turned 15.
Oh, I didn't know that was a qualification.
She just did.
Yeah.
But at age 13, she reached the U.S. Open Girls Singles Final, and 14 years old, she won the French Open Junior Singles title in 2018.
That's amazing.
She was so thrilled to qualify for the main draw at Wimbledon as a 15-year-old, where she knocked out number one seed Aliona Bolsova 6-3, 6-4 in the qualifier rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is. Sorry. The second fact, so she has been a tennis star on the rise.
Apparently.
As a teen.
I never heard of her until yesterday.
Right, because you have to beat, you know, one of the Williams sisters in order.
Then you get some notice.
Yeah. Coco idolizes Venus. She told her, quote, "I wouldn't be here without you," following her Wimbledon victory.
Can I tell you a story that's similar to that and yet nowhere near as powerful?
Yes.
I was taught to play the game of tennis by one of my best friend's fathers. My best friend in grade school, a guy named Bob, his dad was an avid tennis player. He was so good, and he taught me how to play. And I used to watch him on the court and go, I shouldn't even be on the same court as this guy. I never played against him. He just taught me how to play. So years later, when I got pretty good, when I was doing stand-up, I was in Florida where he retired to with his wife. And he said to me, "Do you still play tennis?" And I said, "I do." And he goes, "Let's play." So here we go. He's going to cream me. I beat him.
Well,
and
he
it
is
was
a retiree
most,
at this
I know,
point.
I know. It was one of the most bittersweet things in my life because I beat the guy who taught me how to play the game, which was amazing. But then I felt bad because it just shows the line of what happens in life.
Yeah.
Is that you're on the rise, you're on the rise, you're on the rise, and then at some point you come down the hill.
And then you beat a guy who's 30 years older than you.
Essentially, then you beat a guy who's 30 years older than me.
But I was not...
I laid in bed that night wanting to... I beat the guy who taught me how to do this, but it was not the victory I wanted.
But I bet it was for him, and I bet he knew you were going to beat him.
He was happy for me.
I'm sure he was.
When the last point was played, he ran over and he goes, "That's why I taught you how to play this game." He was so excited for me, but I didn't. It didn't feel right. It really didn't. And I bet with her yesterday, she won. I think the score was 6-4, 6-4. I'm almost positive. So it was a close match, no doubt about that. But I bet...
Yes, it was. 6-4. Yes.
So I bet for her, with every point, especially as you're getting down to the end, the realization is there, you know, as you're getting closer to the end and the match is almost over, I'm about to beat one of the most dominant players in the world. This is crazy.
That's when I would fizzle. Like, when I thought about it, I'd be like, okay, this, I'm done.
That's why maybe just being 15 and being, I can't call her new to the game because she's obviously been playing a little bit, but maybe youth is in her favor there because she's not seasoned enough to realize that this is the point where you're supposed to fall apart.
She idolizes Venus. Venus had already had 4 Grand Slam wins under her belt before Coco was born in 2004.
That's amazing.
This is a pretty good thing.
2004.
Okay, but if yesterday. I was Venus and this little 15-year-old punk beat me, and then she comes up to me and says, I wouldn't be here without you. If I was Venus, I would have slapped her.
That's such a nice tribute, though.
Yeah, but she won. What counts? Winning. Or having fun, as your daughter Reese would say.
Is Venus Williams 39, does it say? Mm. She's got to be right around there. So by the standards of professional sports,
yes, she's 39.
Is she 39? You're already getting, I mean, who's to say? She could play for 5 or 10 more years, right? But you're already kind of on you're in the last act at that point.
At 39?
Yeah. In professional sports, that's old already. It really is.
Even in tennis?
Yeah, especially in tennis. Yeah. There's some sports you can last a little longer, but the sports where you're running around constantly, it takes its wear and tear on
you. I guess, yeah. I don't know how tennis players have any knees left. I really don't. I with the starts and stops.
Right.
Basketball as well. Yeah. You don't hear that many knee injuries in basketball. You really don't.
Shocking. You'd think there'd be more.
All that start and stop is just not good for your cartilage at all. Like Venus, Coco is close to her dad. Her dad, Corey Goff, is her head coach. Before they headed onto the court in Wimbledon, she was seen getting a kiss for good luck from her pops. That's
nice.
Adorable.
How proud must he have been? So he was there. He watched this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the pride?
Oh, I'm sure he was crying. I'm sure he was crying.
Because the whole time you're just like, this can't be. My little girl, I mean, literally 15 years old, is about to beat a megastar.
That's pretty incredible. Coco has been playing tennis since she was 7 years old. While she grew up in Atlanta, Coco moved to Delray Beach, Florida at age 7 to train.
The Rod Laver tennis camp?
It says to train with Gerard Loglo.
I don't know who
in his new generation tennis academy. She's homeschooled by her mom, Candy, who is a former teacher.
Delray Beach is the town that we always went to when I was a kid in Florida, and they had the Rod Laver tennis camp. And then they had one other smaller one, but they had this tennis facility that was amazing. And I'd go and watch these kids.
They were good.
Oh.
If you live in Florida, you can play year-round outside. I mean,
it's
really.
Hot. I mean, it's a hot game
there. I guess the summer. Oh, yeah. I don't know why summers happen in Florida. They shouldn't have summer.
Really hot. Just skip it.
And finally, Coco already has professional sponsorships. In 2018, she signed a multi-year deal with New Balance Shoes Apparel. In March 2019, she signed a deal with Barilla Pasta, which also sponsors Swiss tennis legend Roger Federer. Mm. She wrote in a tweet, excited to join the Barilla family. It's a great honor to be part of a great company with a deep history in sports. So whether she wins or loses.
She's already got stuff working. That's great. But I would imagine... Boy, especially if she goes further into this. This was just the first round, but let's say she makes the quarterfinals or the final. You know, the sky's the limit for a 15-year-old kid like this.
She does not play like she's a 15-year-old girl. I'm just looking at some...
She hits hard.
The
she's very
strength
happy.
In her.
Yeah, it's amazing what she's already got at 15. But every once in a while, I've played next to kids who are around that age where you can just see they're on a whole nother level. You know, they just, you know, she started at 7. This is hard to believe, but that's late for some kids. They'll start at 4 or 5.
That's everything now. My kids, you know, you do AYSO, which is, you know, yeah, and it's just, you know, it's all volunteer and everybody gets a trophy. And
yeah,
I don't know. People said they didn't keep score. I kept score. I mean, we kept score in the games.
Right.
But, you know, it's just their first introduction into sports, which is a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
but they didn't really love it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't terrible. They just, Dylan was pretty good. They didn't like it. And I made them stay in it for a while, but still it wasn't like some people are starting them at 2 when they can walk.
Right.
So then later on, if they want to play football or hockey and they decide to do it in junior high, I'm like, you're too late.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
At that age to have already missed the boat.
I know.
Well, it depends on, I think it depends on exactly how far you want to take it.
Yeah.
I mean, like
what
with any...
What kid in high school sports doesn't expect to go professional? I think a lot of them, I wouldn't say the majority, but there are certainly...
There's always going to be some
who go, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a scholarship. I'm going to, you know, be on the Bears someday.
Yeah.
And
I know.
What are the odds, what are the chances of that happening?
Very slim. Very slim.
Just have fun. I am so in agreement with your daughter, Reese. I can't remember. Oh, my son, Michael, is in this Suburban's Got Talent competition with 20 other bands. And I said, you know, you've been doing this a long time. If you don't win, you don't win. The bottom line is to just have fun. And
it's
then I stood back and I just said, those are the words of Reese Leff.
Isn't that crazy that I should have known that on my own, because honestly, when I play, I do have a good time.
It's more fun if you win.
It's a lot more fun when you win. I mean, I don't know who you're talking to that would ever tell you otherwise, but it is. It's you just have more fun when you win. You're just
yeah.
But I used to base the success of whenever I played on if I won or not, and then my own daughter taught me, no, just go there with the goal of having fun, and if you win, that's a little extra.
That's a bonus.
And then she's right.
I said that to Michael.
She never asks if I won or lost. Dad, did you have fun? Wow.
She has changed our household.
Right. Right.
So now we're all having fun for the first time ever.
Everyone's having fun and we're liking it.
Damn it.
Right. Absolutely right. All right. Here's what we will do. We will take a little break. We'll get the news. I don't remember. Is Kim Gordon slotted for the news today or is it somebody else?
I believe so. But Ryan Burrow might have wanted to come back to find out what other presidents enjoy eating.
He was anxious to find out what Warren G. Harding's favorite food was. And who can blame him? We started this yesterday. These are in honor of the 4th of July. We thought we'd get a little patriotic for you. So every president's favorite food, we covered about half of them yesterday. We'll get you the rest today. There are some big surprises, so stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
47 hoecakes ago, we learned about hoecakes yesterday.
Yeah, that was
they're made out of corn, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, very good, Kim.
And
you
in a
here
pan
yesterday.
That was called like a hoe or something.
Hoe pan.
Yes, a hoe pan. That's why they were called hoecakes. So technically
like
a pancake.
I kind of see that as like a black iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That
yes.
makes sense. When did you remember which of our president's favorite food was the hoecake?
No.
I'd say it's somebody from the South.
It was George Washington.
Oh, that's right out of the box.
Yeah. President number one. He was the first president, Kim.
Thanks
I know
for
that
calling.
For a fact. I went to history class.
You just went one day and
father
that's
of
all
our country.
You learned.
That's, yeah, then the second day I'm like, I know all I need to know.
Yeah,
this
we got
is ridiculous.
It. Oh, yeah.
So we were going over the presidents and what their favorite foods are. This, of course, a tribute to the 4th of July.
So, and our founding fathers.
And our founding fathers.
And someday it'll be a founding mother.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. Maybe sooner than later.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So far, you'll never guess what the leader is in favorite foods of the president. What food? Now, this is a food that isn't commonly eaten anymore, but back in the early days of the United States, this was a common food to eat. But do you know what it is? So far, two presidents have chosen this. And I have to say cornbread also in a tie, but that's not that exciting.
Wow, cornbread. I love cornbread.
Cornbread is the standard.
Especially warm with melted butter all over it.
Yep. But what food would you think?
I was listening and I don't remember.
You don't remember? This was shocking to me that not one but two presidents, I'll tell you who the presidents were, it was James Garfield and William Henry Harrison, both chose this as their favorite food. But today you wouldn't see it on a menu anywhere.
Is it a weird name?
No.
Okay.
It's just it's an animal that you wouldn't think people would want to eat.
Venison?
No.
Weirder.
Nope. Stranger. Way stranger. And smaller, too.
And more in your yard.
More in your yard.
Squirrel?
Yep. James Garfield's favorite food was squirrel stew.
Live with Granny Clampett.
Right. She had quite the knack for cooking squirrel.
She was their chef.
Yeah. William Henry Harrison loves squirrel soup. James Garfield loves squirrel stew.
Ooh.
Today, if you went somewhere and they go, hey, guess what? We're making squirrel. You'd go, oh, you know what?
Well,
I just
okay,
ate.
Okay, so in Kentucky, I talked about this on the Rokan show.
Yeah.
You know, there is this stew called burgoo. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
And it used to be that they put all kinds and any kind of meat in it. It's kind of like a vegetable, spicy vegetable stew.
Yeah.
And they have... It has been known that people put squirrel
in there.
It.
Still today?
Yes.
They still put
yes.
squirrel?
Oh.
Can I just say,
now,
though,
I love burgoo, but if I knew mine had squirrel in it, it's kind of like a barbecue-y stew.
If you didn't have a lot of money and you had a lot of kids and, you know, you got to eat what you got to eat.
I assume it's dark meat.
I guess.
I mean,
Ryan, you can come in here. I know you're enthralled with this whole, you know, presidential eats.
Now, my
Come
wife
on,
has the ability, she'll give me a food and not tell me what it is, or she'll lie to me and tell me that it's food that it is not. And then after I've declared that I kind of like it, she'll then lower the ball and tell me what it is. But I don't think that's fair.
And the reason I asked earlier if it was a weird name is because I just know that from like the South and like back in the day, people used to make Hoppin' John.
Oh, that was somebody's yesterday. Somebody mentioned.
There?
Yeah, one of the presidents.
It's
that
like
was their
a black eyed pea kind of
right.
thing. Yeah.
Yes.
From way back.
Black eyed peas and bacon and onion.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I can't remember which president, but they listed that. And actually, they showed a picture of it.
I was wondering if the John thing maybe came from a president, was where I was going with this.
They showed a picture of it, and I have to say, a lot of times when it's food that's foreign to me, I'll see the picture and I'll go, yeah, who would eat?
Right.
But this actually looked pretty good.
Yeah,
so,
it's kind of like a baked bean, I think, kind of a thing. But before
black-eyed peas and rice.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But squirrel would take... That's a hard sell for me. I don't... No, like, if somebody said, yeah, but when you have it, it'll be one of your favorite foods.
A delicacy.
When you're starving, then it would be good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like squirrel, because it's like... probably a lot of bones, sort of like
right.
a chicken wing or something, or maybe frog legs. I mean, I've never eaten frog legs
I've
either.
Had them.
You like
them
or not?
Are they bony, like a chicken wing kind of?
It's like a Cornish hen. It's just a lot of work and
See,
a lot of
bone.
That's
why I think a squirrel would be like that.
Aren't you the whole time you're eating it, though, aren't you thinking, these are frog's legs?
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
I wouldn't be able to shake
that veal.
At all.
I cannot eat veal.
I can't eat. I can barely eat anymore.
No?
I just don't like what has happened to them, and baby cows, I don't really want to think about it. I don't think I like it, but I think I've talked to myself. I had it once. I'm like, what is this? It's veal. Ew. If I order a meatball, I can tell if there's veal in it, and it's not.
Can you really just by the
flavor? Yeah, it's just not the same taste.
It's a different taste.
And I don't eat lamb unless it's processed in a Euros. Then I'll eat it.
I've eaten lamb raw. I'll just walk down the street and see a lamb. I'll take a bite.
Ryan, you can be in here or not. It's entirely up to you.
Are we up to McKinley yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We saved that. We wanted to make sure you were here for McKinley.
Okay, all right.
Why do you?
Ryan, a huge McKinley fan.
Huge McKinley.
Squirrel is
you
dark
guys both
meat.
Like the same thing.
Squirrel is always dark meat.
This is according to a texter. Squirrel is dark meat. I had it as a kid.
Mm.
Grandma made a pot pie. We didn't know till after we ate it. No, it says ate it. My dad made a casserole with squirrel and brought it to my football potluck.
Oh, now you have to announce that. You can't just give people squirrel and not tell them it's squirrel, right? There has to be.
You have to like have a little fold over card. This contains squirrel.
You could just call it the Rocky casserole. Rocky J casserole. Utica, Illinois has a Burgos festival every fall.
Burgoo?
Or I'm sorry, they spelled it Burgos.
It's Burgoo.
Okay, Burgoo.
Probably a typo.
Can you get extra goo in your Burgoo? Can you ask for that? Can I have the goo on the side, please? I don't know how much goo I want in my burgoo. There was a restaurant in Florida I ate at as a kid. So their special of the day was, it said brains. And I said to the waitress, but what is it really? She goes, oh, it's brains. I go, no, it's not. Nobody ordered brains.
Well,
she goes, it moves like crazy. When we have it on special, people love it.
The other thing, too, like sweetbreads. You think that's like, what's a sweetbread? And then you find out it's a gland.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. I don't like seeing cow's tongue. I mean, if you go to a grocery store, you will see the cow tongue.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
looks,
mom and dad used to make it for us.
But this looks like a tongue.
Yeah,
it does. You can see the taste buds.
Yes.
And you can see the purple part. Yeah.
I don't like anything that's going to lick me first.
Let it be known. from this day forward.
And your mom said it was tongue, and you thought
she was
kidding. They
told me it was tongue, and I go, but what is it? It's not. You're not giving me tongue. No, it is tongue. We had it every month when I was a kid. Once a month, we would have it.
Did you like it?
I never ate it again after that. I was done with it.
I mean, a lot of people go to delis and get like a corned beef and tongue sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean,
tongue tacos are real popular right now.
Yes, they are. Very.
All of a sudden, tongue tacos, Wendy. Do you want that?
A lot of those organ meats became popular because of the war.
Yeah, but the war is over.
The war is over, but the people kept eating them.
Well, why? Just because they couldn't afford things?
Yeah.
Or just they'd take the scrap?
Yeah, like liver and onions was not,
I like liver.
Not a thing until one of the world wars.
Ryan, some days when I get home from work, yeah. I'll have aorta on an English muffin, and it's so good. It's so delicious.
Is it still beating?
Yes. Well, there's beef hearts that people eat.
Yeah, people eat hearts.
Yeah.
I like chicken livers. There, I said it.
I like chopped liver, but...
I do, too. I like liver sausage. I like... My grandma used to take liver, and I said, oh, that's ugly. What is it? It looks like a liver. And she's like, liver.
It is a liver, yeah.
But then she'd bread it in cornmeal and fry it. It was really good.
Mm.
Sorry. Wait, you eat liver... What did you just say?
Chopped liver.
Okay, what's the difference? That's what it is. That's
because it's chopped, and it doesn't look
like liver.
I'll cut it for you on your plate
it's
like a little kid.
It's gone through a food process. You know, it's gone through a grinder, and it has egg and... onion and
I like
mayo
it.
In there.
What about chitlins?
What about chitlins?
I don't know what those are. I know they're spelled chitterlings, but they're pronounced chitlins. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that, Chaz?
It's an intestine of the chicken.
Chicken
intestines. Yeah. Does that sound delicious? You like them, Jazz?
No, absolutely not. It smells terrible.
Oh. What is it? Rocky Mountain oysters that are testicles, right?
Yeah, I had those too.
Aren't they bull testicles?
Yes.
Are they bull testicles?
I had turkey testicles.
That's better. Smaller anyway.
And leaner.
They right. just tasted like a. Did you say leaner?
Yeah. Oh.
They are.
I know. I thought she said wiener. I'm like,
and
no.
That goes with it.
I have a line that I won't cross. They tasted like a turkey gizzard or a liver.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
it
tasted
like.
Oh, my dad loves
a good
does
fried
he really?
Gizzard. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Intestines of a pig. I thought they weren't chicken intestines.
You can have
I
the
think
chicken,
they're
too.
Yeah, they're both,
so,
I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you prepare them? You fry them?
I stay away from that when it comes to Thanksgiving. I just know they exist and they're gross.
Okay.
Wendy, I get mine at the home of Moo and Oink.
They had them there.
I know they did.
Moo and Oink.
Kelly Meat Market. Moo and Oink.
Moo and Oink.
Kim doesn't get it.
I know, it was a grocery store.
There were these commercials for the Kelly Meat Market.
Before my time.
Yes.
Yeah. Chitlins. I said that wrong.
That's what they should
be called. Like a chit. C-H.
But why do you pronounce it like that if it's spelled chitterlings? I just have to.
That's kind of. Chitlins. I think it's kind of like the slang.
Okay,
for it.
Mm-hmm. They are prepared. A prepared food usually made from small intestines of a pig, although the intestines of cattle and other animals are sometimes used.
Who's got a taste for intestines? Like, who wakes up and goes, you know, it would be really good today with some intestines.
You know, but back in the day, they ate all this. What do you think? Like the presidents would think now of sushi?
Right. Well, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. Sushi, I can't go hog wild on the sushi. I am a lame California roll girl. I will have that with the fake crab meat in there.
Right.
I'll do it all, but eel. I have an issue with eel. I just can't do it.
They have these beautiful presentations,
sure.
And I don't know what it's even called. Sashimi, something. It's beautiful.
When it's just laid on the rice?
Yes.
That's sashimi.
All right. It's gorgeous. I don't want to eat raw fish. Is there something wrong with me?
No.
No.
No,
I mean, I
up.
Won't eat steak tartare, but I will eat sushi all day long.
Really?
Yes.
And there's no fear of illness because you hear stories about people getting very sick from
can't.
It.
The thought of eating raw meat is just more than...
Is it pufferfish the one that everybody, they love, but it's the most dangerous?
We've been
watching
too many Simpsons.
That, right?
No, that's real. That's real.
Can you die from that?
I think so, yeah.
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 Mm. You could be poisoned from it, I think.
Yeah, why risk it? Have a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, exactly.
No one dies from that.
Easy trade-off.
All right, so here's the ones. We'll get to McKinley.
Okay, all right.
I know that's the reason
you
came
in today. We can't have McKinley not have McKinley.
We can't open with McKinley.
We should make him wait till tomorrow.
Do it in order.
Make him come back again.
Benjamin Harrison, Wendy, one of your favorite presidents. We were always talking about Benjamin Harrison. His favorite food, this is kind of boring after all the exciting foods, but he just liked corn. Big corn fan, Benjamin Harrison.
I only like the Mirai corn.
That's it?
Such that a big so difference, good. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like melting your mouth.
So good.
Ryan, don't leave. I'll do McKinley now because I'm doing them in order.
Okay, all right.
You, by the way, knew the order yesterday, I noticed. It was very impressive.
Thank
you. Oh, did you?
He's a journalist. We are not.
No, we're not. That's true. William McKinley, very basic guy when it came to his foods. He liked meat and he liked fish.
That's it.
That was it okay. for Billy
Bring
McKinley.
Bring me meats and fish.
I'm yep. with him.
He was a keto diet kind of a guy.
Yep. Yeah, very basic. Are are those your two favorite foods, though, or meat and fish? I mean, they're staples, but...
I like everything.
Yeah.
I like crab legs. I like lobster, but I almost think I like king crab legs more. It's sweeter.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's more tender. No, lobster sometimes is chewy.
It could be. Yeah, it can be.
If I'm going to do one of those, I'm going stone crabs all the way.
Would you over lobster?
I love stone crabs.
I have never done that. I should do it.
Oh, you need to.
I like crab meat and I like steak. I'm going to be honest with you.
So is Teddy next?
Theodore Roosevelt, very nice.
That's, yeah, nice, this one. Ryan. This one should
he's
be
keeping us on track.
This one should be an interesting one.
Well, it shows
he was well traveled.
Yes, he was.
Pig snout.
No, it's not. Was it your nickname for Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
Hey, pig snout. What's for dinner?
You didn't see a pig snout bear. It was a teddy bear.
I'm gonna go something Latin. Like
no,
really?
No, it's so
no
basic.
Latin American.
It's
food?
So normal.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Because the early, you're very very close. The earlier presidents were all over the board. They were just eating all kinds of crazy
and there
stuff.
Wasn't a lot to choose from, really, when you think about it.
No. Theodore Roosevelt, nothing better for him food-wise than just steak and gravy. But when you looked at him, you go, that's the guy who probably gets
steak and gravy.
Share.
Steak and gravy, then
steak
go
doesn't
a bear.
Need gravy, unless it's a squirrel steak.
Right.
And you're trying to cover it up.
Right. Did you guys notice Ryan has his lunch bag sitting there? Do you have squirrel in there?
No squirrel.
Okay.
I got caught in the rain trying to eat my lunch outside.
William Henry Taft, same kind of guy.
Shut your mouth.
Like, talking about Taft. He just like,
I think we started the 4th of July already this week. I'm sorry.
He just liked steak and potatoes.
But he liked a lot of it.
You
that man.
All you can eat steak
exactly.
and potatoes.
He was a carb lover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He created the original buffet at the Golden Corral. Steak, mashed potatoes, and let's throw in pizza and french fries.
Right.
They
called that a
big,
Taft.
Thick gravy.
And one vegetable, a lima bean or
right.
something.
That's it, just for measure.
Corn.
Woodrow Wilson, this is very new age for a president back then. Woodrow Wilson, he liked chicken salad.
I like chicken salad.
I wonder what the chicken salad recipe was back then. I'm sure there were
different?
No currants in it or the really right. good stuff that, like the red grapes now that Whole Foods has.
Right.
I'm sure it was like chicken, celery, onion.
That's all.
Maybe mayo.
Yeah. They weren't as diverse back then with their salads.
Does anyone like ham salad? Can I throw that out there? Chicken salad is so good. Even like tuna salad
I love
to
tuna.
An extent, but... Ham salad is not fun.
No. I just want, when I get a salad, I just kind of want lettuce and a couple of maybe scattered mushrooms or onions or
right,
I don't like
a salad, but I mean, you don't like a meat in a,
no,
you don't
like a mayonnaise
do it
a
for
salad.
Me. No, never.
Taco salad.
I like
you
taco
You would do
salad.
That?
I do
yeah?
Taco salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like taco salad.
Herbert Hoover?
No, Warren G. Harding.
Oh, I forgot.
You always forget about Warren G. Harding.
I do.
What happened with
Sorry.
You as a kid?
He doesn't even care what they eat. He just wanted to show you.
He rubbed them the wrong way.
I just like to name presidents.
Warren
random
G. Harding.
Presidents.
Some of these guys, when you see pictures of them, they look like they'd be the president. Like Warren G. Harding looks like, you go, yeah, that guy, well, Warren G. Harding, he might, look at him. He's got to be the president. He enjoyed chicken pot pies.
Oh. Absolutely.
That's America. I'm with him on that.
Yeah? From Swanson.
They're like still only 99 cents,
right? They were then and they are now.
I thought I liked them as a kid. I had one as an adult. Don't like them anymore.
No. Calvin Coolidge.
Okay.
Yesterday I said Kool-Aid. Ooh, okay. But I was kidding.
Yeah.
Ryan,
yeah, that's not
I felt bad when the show was over.
I know. Well, I did go
I
and
lied
cry
to
yeah.
Ryan. He you can't get more American than this, Wendy. Apple pie.
Oh yeah.
Give me some Calvin Coolidge with some apple pie. Herbert Hoover was a fan of sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
That's so Herbert Hoover.
That is very Herbert Hoover-y.
Right? Just couldn't have enough. He had to have a little bit more.
I'm with him, though, on that.
They're pretty good. In the sweet potatoes?
That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Always pass by that. That's always made. I never touch it.
Oh, I love it.
I make it every year, and I feel like I've gotten the container's been smaller and smaller and smaller, and one year I wasn't going to make it, and they're like, no, we have to have it.
You have to have it.
Right. So now it's just, I make just a small casserole. It gets eaten. It's good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. My house, I make a 9x13.
And everybody loves it.
Loves it.
But I see, Ryan, I see your point. There are certain foods that are always there at those big, giant meals. Yeah. And you just go,
Like green beans.
Like this needs to be here because it's that time of year.
Holiday.
Green bean casserole. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't like it. Yeah.
Ooh, the first time I ever went to Terry's parents' house, her mom wasn't much of a cook, by her own admission. She made a green bean casserole, which I said was good because that's what you do when you visit your girlfriend's parents for the first time. Oh, this is really good.
She made it for you all the time.
Every single time. I was never at the house once where she didn't make it. I know how much you love it. I'm making it for you.
That was my husband, Jim. We started dating. We went to the saloon over by the Hancock building, and we were getting an appetizer. And I said, do you want asparagus? And he goes, oh, yeah, that'd be great. So then I'm like, oh, I love asparagus. So does he. So then when we had our first date, I invited him over and I made ribs and I made asparagus. And he's like, you know, he said, driving over there, he kept going, whatever she gives me, just say it's good. And it was good. I know how to cook. And then the next time I made steaks and asparagus, and honestly, I didn't know till after we were married. He doesn't like asparagus. Yeah. He
was trying to be nice.
But he was trapped. Like the first time he said, oh, yeah, I love it, he didn't want to come clean.
Sure.
So he ate asparagus probably 20 times before he said, I don't really like it.
He must like you. There's no way. He's got to like you.
Well, he doesn't eat it anymore.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Wendy, your FDR was a fan of a grilled cheese sandwich. That's all he wanted.
That is the greatest thing.
Yep.
Do you not all love a grilled cheese sandwich?
As long as it's without American cheese. I don't like American cheese. So if it's made with like mozzarella or something, I love it.
He was a fancy pants New York guy, right? So I'm sure he had some high
New York
quality.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
But isn't it crazy that would be your favorite food?
I love it.
I could see you liking it, but would that be your favorite food, the grilled cheese sandwich? It's so basic.
As a kid, that was probably my favorite thing. And now I make it on sourdough bread and use cheddar and Swiss.
We call that the FDR.
The FDR.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm going to start calling it that.
There it is.
Harry Truman.
Oh, I know a little something about him. You might know a little something about him.
Can I guess?
Yes.
His middle initial,
oh, God.
S, stood for S.
Is that true?
Yeah. There was no name attached.
Okay.
Back then, because of the war, because they were rationing names.
Quit using your grandma's stock answer because of the war.
That's what my grandmother said for everything, no matter
what.
Because of the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry Truman didn't just love steaks. They had to be well-done steaks. That was his favorite food. It had to be well-done. What's your fun fact about
Harry
Truman?
My fun fact was when I did the bourbon tour in Louisville, they said that Harry Truman had a little bit of bourbon every morning.
Every morning
with breakfast, yeah.
Wow. That's commitment.
That was the early days of Wake and Bake, kind of.
Yes. He invented that.
You like to hear good music to get you going. A little shot, just a little bit, that'll get you going.
There
you
go. In the morning.
I think just Queen Elizabeth has one every day.
Hello.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Dwight Eisenhower, Ike.
Thanks, Bill.
For people who don't ever travel on the highway. he liked his wife. Do you remember
for
his wife's
dinner?
Name? No, Wendy. Come on.
Mrs.
Mamie. He liked her special $1 million fudge. Mamie's $1 million fudge.
There you go.
Mamie.
They were kinky.
Yeah. Mike and Ike. John F. Kennedy's favorite food, Wendy. This is
lobster.
Crazy.
Fish.
No, you would think. Oh, you're close.
Okay.
Boston cream pie.
Creamy clam chowder.
That makes sense.
If that's the New England or the Manhattan?
England. The Manhattan's red.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Manhattan.
Can I guess Nixon? Are we there yet?
No, we have to do Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Then
chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and gravy for Lyndon Johnson. A Texas boy.
Yeah that
you
makes
could
sense.
See that.
Anybody in this room like chicken fried steak?
I used to love it when I was a kid.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just okay.
It's like a hamburger with chicken breading on it.
Yeah.
TGI Fridays, you said, the best one ever. I used to eat it all the time.
I used to get the crab meat shrimp mornay at TGI Fridays because it sounded rich.
Gosh, you go anywhere in Iowa and the pork fried steak is the big thing. Oh,
big,
my gosh,
big,
it's huge.
Big,
every restaurant's
like a breaded pork tenderloin.
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
Yeah, that I like.
Yeah. Richard Nixon.
All right, I'm going to say omelet.
Omelet for you, Kim.
I'm going to say
Richard Nixon.
Oh, I'm going to say some pizza.
No.
Some kind of waterfowl.
I think he used to eat a
pheasant
omelet and a Diet Coke every breakfast.
Richard Nixon's all-time favorite food. He liked cottage cheese with ketchup on it.
Oh, that's my sister. She loves that.
You know what's good on cottage cheese? French Catalina dressing, technically.
Yeah.
That's really good.
My sister does cottage cheese, ketchup, and Doritos.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh. Gerald Ford liked pot roast.
Who doesn't? I love pot roast. Sorry. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter. This one's easy. This is no surprise.
Peanuts.
No.
Boiled peanuts.
Grits.
Peaches. Oh, grits.
Yep. Ronald Reagan, we know this one.
Jelly beans.
Yeah. And do you remember specifically what brand of jelly?
Jelly Belly.
Yeah, those were his favorite. Put them on the map.
And we know George Bush is not broccoli.
It is not broccoli. No. It is pork rinds.
Okay, what a weird thing.
Pork rinds for him.
That is just basically styrofoam.
Yeah.
You're getting styrofoam.
That's all it is. Bill Clinton, cheeseburgers.
I guess I'm 100% with him.
Until he went vegetarian, right? I think he's vegetarian
now, or
vegan, one of the two. Yeah.
He's all the way?
Yeah.
I think so.
Remember that
because of his health scare he had.
That old SNL sketch where he's running to the McDonald's. Yeah. You remember that?
Yes.
So he's like, I can't remember what they were talking about, but he kept eating everyone's McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not 100% vegan.
Oh, he's
pretty
not.
Close to it. But definitely a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
George W. Bush liked his cheeseburger pizza. That was his favorite food.
That shouldn't be a thing.
It's a strange thing to pick as your favorite food.
It's two things you love combined.
Yeah, I don't want to combine them.
Separate. We like them separate. Barack Obama, this one I would not have guessed for him.
Something from Manny's Deli.
He was a big fan of Manny's.
Yeah. It's not Manny's Deli.
I'm thinking something from Hawaii. Dole Whip.
It isn't. No, that's my. I'm president, that'll be my favorite food. Nachos.
Oh, nachos. I could see him sitting
Obama.
At a bar eating nachos.
And Donald Trump's is one that we've heard before, but
McDonald's.
It's being fast food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was taco. Because didn't he talk
KFC.
About how his taco salad was the best taco salad?
Yes.
It is. I've had it.
As a Trump
really
Tower.
Me and
really
Stormy Daniels. We had lunch and discussed him
over a taco salad. Thing you guys have in common. So much you guys have in common. All right. We must take a break. Ryan, thanks for hanging
out.
Thanks, Kim,
thanks, Kim,
for being here.
Thank you.
We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Bill, I unplugged myself. I thought we were finished.
No, the goodbyes. People tell me that's their favorite part of the show. So we say we're done. They go, good. Thank goodness.
All right, well, we're finished now that I'm plugged in.
We're finished. Tomorrow, another show, the middle of the week already. For many people, the end of the week, yourself included.
Yes.
So we will talk about a bunch of new things tomorrow. Please join us. And some old things, too. And some other things that don't make sense. It's all tomorrow. Join us then. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.